This is TWiT.
Well, Lindsay, China's biggest Android phone maker really seems to like Apple.
Yes. So the Chinese manufacturer Xiaomi has launched a new version of its forked Android OS. So this is Android, but with a special Xiaomi skin. Just a reminder, Xiaomi is a Chinese-only manufacturer, but is growing very, very quickly. The newest version of this custom software has been rolled out to a small group of beta testers. But what's interesting about it is that it makes Android look an awful lot like iOS 7. It does some stuff like improves on the notification center. It looks very cheerful and colorful. And it, you know, a lot of people are saying sort of over and over again, this looks just like iOS 7. It's flat. It has sort of rounded corners on squares. It's pretty interesting. David Gilbert, who is a technology editor at the International Business Times UK, is here to chat with us about the changes Xiaomi has made and its ambitions. So, David, what about this new operating system or version of Android makes everybody think of iOS 7 so quickly?
Well, I think, Lindsay, it's pretty obvious from the minute you look at it that it just has obviously taken some design hints from what Apple has done previously. The lock screen, from the lock screen to the, what the icons look at. Xiaomi has even gone as far as showing different layers on its new OS, which is exactly the same as what Apple claimed when it launched iOS 7. So it's quite amazing, really. This is just the latest in a long line of allegations against Xiaomi that they've copied Apple rather than took inspiration from, which is what the company claims it's doing. It continues to claim that it's not copying Apple, that it's just taking inspiration from it. But they're kind of a lone voice where everyone else is really saying that this is out and out copying.
Android executive Hugo Barra left Google to go work for Xiaomi, and that was a big surprise. And since he's done that, a few other prominent Google executives have left to go work for Chinese companies. But he spends a lot of his time defending the company against the charge that they copy Apple. But it's kind of, as you said, it's pretty obvious they do this. Can you review some of the ways that Xiaomi has done this, including the bizarre Steve Jobs-like announcement imagery that they've used?
Yeah, well, I think it's no secret that the company has kind of set out with a goal to become the Apple of the East, which many have dubbed it, and their CEO dresses kind of or imitates Steve Jobs when he's on stage wearing a black polo neck and blue jeans and white runners. And it even got to the point at the last presentation where in the whole 95-minute presentation, the last slide, the only one in English said, "And one more thing." It's just so obviously copying Apple. Yeah, there it is. But from as well as their latest phone, the Mi 4, which looks more and more like the iPhone. They've got a Mi Pad, which looks identical to the iPad Mini. They've got a media streamer, which looks exactly like the Apple TV. The company just, it's finding it harder and harder to defend itself. And I think Hugo Barra has got a big job in his hands because he's head of global expansion at the company now. And as you say, they've become the number one smartphone maker in China, overtaking Samsung, and they're obviously getting a lot more attention, which means that the similarities between their products and Apple products are getting a lot more attention in the media, which is why we're talking about it, I guess. And if they plan to move outside China significantly, they've already made kind of small steps in places like Brazil and Malaysia. But if they plan to move into the US, to Europe, to the UK, they're going to find it very hard to defend what they've been doing so far unless they make significant changes in the coming years.
So that if they come into the United States, and we've read some reports that Xiaomi wants to bring their hardware into the United States as early as 2015, do you think that they have a real set of legal struggles ahead and that this is close enough to iOS that it would create some real barriers to bringing that hardware in?
I think absolutely. I think in China, it's a lot harder for Apple to, defend their patents in that country because of the regulatory framework that's there. But as we've seen with Samsung in the US and in Europe, And with Apple and Google, you know, patents are what companies are looking to defend these days, and it's something that they find or they believe are really important. And Apple is kind of at the forefront of that, those battles across the world. And I feel that if Xiaomi do want to bring the product lineup that they have at the moment and the software to the US, they're going to find it incredibly difficult to, or they'll find it almost impossible for before Apple will try and ban them from selling those devices in the country.
You know, having said all the copycat stuff, it has to be said that this is actually a really good-looking phone. Of course, I think that iPhones are really good-looking, and I really like iOS 8. But this is, you know, this is one of the better-looking phones, and I have to believe, after all the reports we've seen, that they know that they're being accused of copying Apple, and that I've got to believe that that's part of their plan. They're really getting a reputation as the Android version of Apple, kind of, or the Apple version of Android or something. They're an the Apple-like Android phone. That message is really getting clear and is getting across to Chinese consumers, and that could be moving devices.
Absolutely. Like, it's the Apple brand and the Apple kind of the iPhone identity in China is obviously something that's hugely in demand. But it's hugely expensive as well for people there. And Xiaomi are offering that iPhone-like experience at a much lower price. So it's, you know, it's not surprising that they have done so, so well in that market in such a short period of time.
David Gilbert writes at ibtimes.co.uk, and you can follow him on Twitter at daithaigilbert. Thank you so much for joining us on Tech News Today, David Gilbert.
No problem, Mike.